It's the author Terry Pratchett's birthday today, and if you don't already know about his work, here's Laurie Taylor with an introduction.
Terry Pratchett has written a wide range of science fiction and fantasy books, over 37 so far, but most of his tales take place in Discworld, an extraordinary alternate world where heroes and villains vie for power, and Death himself worries about being a good grandfather. The planet Discworld is perched precariously on top of four elephants who stand on the giant space turtle Atuin. Loads of disastrously funny events occur on this reimagined globe. For instance, there's the story of King Varence, who unwittingly invites the Magpires, the local vampires, to his daughter's birthday party. The vampires have such a nice time doing unvampire-like things, like basking in the sunny castle and eating garlic, that they decide to never leave. King Varence simply can't have vampires taking over his kingdom and his home, so he enlists the friendly local witches to help. In another one of Pratchett's fables, Death's granddaughter Susan takes over his post when Death goes on holiday. With the aid of Death's valiant steed Binky, it's left to Susan to deal with all sorts of ghosts and ghouls until she can eventually return to her regular job as a governess. As a governess, though, Susan is still beset by monsters, further family trouble, and children like Twyla, who intentionally lisps to draw the maximum amount of attention to herself when Susan is fighting off the boogeyman hiding in her closet. Terry Pratchett's books are peopled with such absurd but at the same time realistic characters. They hold down regular jobs and at times have difficulty fulfilling their duties, like the Ankh Morpork guards and guards' guards, who protect the city from gassy dragons, often feeling ill-used by such work. Or like the court jester and weird sisters, who would rather expound on topics like Zen koans than crack jokes. Pratchett's writing draws its distinctive flavor from these clever narrative twists and witty descriptive turns. Pratchett is one of the best-selling authors in the last decade in the United Kingdom, and part of his popularity comes from his ability to appeal to a wide range of audiences, from works for adults like the darkly comic Good Omens, which he co-wrote with Neil Gaiman, to his children's books like The Carpet People, The Amazing Maurice and His Educated Rodents, and his newest, The We Free Men, which will be published in just a few days. The We Free Men is about a 9-year-old girl named Tiffany Aching who must find out whether or not her grandmother was a witch, while at the same time discovering her own power, all in order to stop a horde of monsters from overrunning Discworld. That Tiffany was told about this invasion by a talkative toad is par for the course in Pratchett's funny, fantastical universe.